So, you finally arrived.
Yes, I saw you entering my hideout.
Why all the surprise?
I could detect your aura from miles away.
And by that glowing sword in your hand,
I would suppose you're here to kill me.
Don't worry, there are no traps in this room, or minions waiting to attack you.
Take your time to check if you want. It's not like I have anywhere to run, isn't it?
Just let me get up from my armchair.
Wait. If we fight here, one of us will certainly die.
But do you really want to end things like this?
What do I mean? I see you're a paladin from that holy symbol. Can you at least have a bit of mercy and give me a chance to explain myself? I wonder what people told you about me.
I guess they told you I'm a lich, spreading misery and undead on this land. That I steal innocent people's souls for their power. That I'm an incarnate of evil itself.
You don't need to answer. That look on your face tells me the truth. I can see that I'm right. Am I not those things?
Well, I have a proposition. I'll tell you my version of the story, and you can make your own judgment. Does that sound fair?
Good.
Now, as you probably know, this land was ravaged by war 8 years ago. Every man was killed, leaving mostly women and children. We didn't have defenses or a labor force. Our people were either going to starve to death or get invaded and murdered. Whichever one came first, I guess. I wasn't the most powerful wizard at the time, and I was really young. But I had some knowledge of the occult arts. So I started raising some of the corpses of the soldiers and farmers who were killed in war. I know that raising the body of a dead person to serve a purpose isn't, well, it's not a good thing to do. But what other option did I have? My people were dying terrible deaths, and knowing that I was the only one that could help them, I felt like I didn't have a choice. I won't pretend I don't have blood on my hands. But it's really not as bad as others make it seem. Kings thought places like this existing would be a menace to them, to their authority. So they started spreading rumors about me. Knights came here to be so-called heroes, and I had to defend myself. But please, please consider all your eyes have witnessed. Have you ever seen one of my undead attacking or killing an innocent? I know you won't believe me. No one ever believes me. Even though I've become more powerful since then, it drains so much energy. That's the reason why my skin is so pale. I'm not actually a lich. I'm just weak. It even hurts sometimes. Oh, just be honest. I can't fight you like this. And even if I could fight, I wouldn't want to. Being hunted down and hated for trying to help people. Being alone. I just can't handle it anymore. So here, I'll kneel with my back turned to you, so you won't have to look in my eyes. Go on and do your duty, Paladin. And me. I just beg you to make it painless. What are you doing? I told you to kill me. Why are you hugging me? No. Please, don't let go. Please. Do you believe me? But I know your oath and your God. You shouldn't let a necromancer like me live. You shouldn't comfort me like this. You're holding me even closer now. I know I should be afraid of being at an enemy's mercy like this, but it feels so nice. Please stay like this with me just for a minute longer. What do you mean I'm not your enemy anymore? Oh, I really don't know what to say. It's always good being appreciated like this, but I only did what I thought was the right thing. Thank you, though. For this, for making me feel better. Please don't look at my face. I must look so pathetic right now. Tears running down my face and my splotchy, red, pale skin. I don't want you to pity me even more. And you ignored my advice. Well, that's me right now, a hideous broken mess. Stop. Aren't you supposed to never lie? I know I look pitiful. Oh, all right, if you say so. Oh, you need to leave? I see. Thank you for your kindness. I promise I won't forget that. Who knows if our paths won't cross again in the future. Farewell, Paladin. Please wait a minute. It's dark and cold outside. I know you're strong, but it's dangerous. And other people might come here with the intention of harming me too. Would you maybe stay here for the night? Yeah, I'm sure, of course. You will? Good. I mean, I'm really happy. Anyway, I don't think the door would have closed fully after you, since you, well, kicked it open. Don't worry, you don't need to apologize for that. I can transmute another door later. It's just... I'm exhausted. You can come in properly now, by the way. I won't bite you, or steal your soul. You can also remove your armor if you want to. All this metal must feel so uncomfortable. I mean, you're wearing something underneath it, aren't you? Well, that might have been a stupid question. I'm still a little dazed with all that's happened. As I've said, I'm really tired. I think we should probably go to bed for now. Yes, I said we. Why are you looking at me like that? You're my guest. I'm not gonna let you sleep on the floor, so don't even try to insist. I know it's probably not the most comfortable bed in the world, but you can't have a lot of luxury when you're trying to stay hidden, can you? Good night, big man. Hey, it's so cold tonight, and my blanket isn't big enough for both of us, apparently. I was thinking, since you were the one who broke the door, it's only fair that you help keep me warm. Well, I didn't have to say a lot to convince you. Hey, I'm kidding. Don't be embarrassed. It's just... put your arms around me like you did before.
This feels even better without all that cold metal. Your body, it's so warm. My skin usually feels so cold and lifeless. But being by your side and having your strong arms around me makes me feel so warm and so safe. And now that we're this close together, I notice something I didn't before. How handsome you are. Just a random question, no intent behind it, okay? Do you have a wife? No? Really? That was not the answer I was expecting, actually. Nothing. It's just, it would be wrong for us to be like this if you did. Cuddling, my hands through your hair. Our lips getting so close. This, that felt so amazing. Maybe we can do a bit more? We could keep doing this forever. I'm like this when I'm with you. It all goes away. The cold, the pain, the sadness. Would you mind if I rub my hand on your chest? I love feeling close to you like this. No, of course I'm not sad. I had to try and suppress my emotions for so long. And now I'm feeling so many things I never did before. And everything is coming at once. I think I'm just letting it all out. But I promise, sad is the last thing I am right now. I'm happier than I've ever been. I'll snuggle up to you even closer, okay? I really want to feel as close to you as I can. Hey, do you think that we can maybe come back here someday? I really don't want this to be a one-time thing. I mean, if you want to have anything with someone like me, of course. You will? Yay. I'm definitely tired now from everything that happened today, though. Can I turn around and have you hold me the other way? Yeah, I'll just snuggle up next to you. You're so big and warm and cozy. Yeah, just like that. Put your hands around my waist, please. I really could just stay like this forever. This is so perfect. I think I'm gonna sleep now. But can I ask something first? If you wake up before me tomorrow, can you wait just a bit before leaving? I really, really, really want to wake up in your arms tomorrow. I'd be the happiest girl in the world if you could do that. Thank you. Thank you so much for everything. Good night, my hero.